With 2 days left in the work and school week, we welcome you to CNN 10. My name is Coral Azus. The process of pulling U.S. troops out of Afghanistan has begun. U.S. military officials said earlier this week that the withdrawal was 2 to 6% complete. Last month, President Joe Biden announced that almost all American servicemen and women would leave the Asian country this year. It's a controversial decision. The conflict there started in late 2001, and it's become the longest war America's ever been involved in. But despite the continued presence of thousands of U.S. and coalition troops, Afghanistan is not a stable country. Its former rulers, a Muslim fundamentalist group named the Taliban, are still a powerful and violent force. They continue to launch attacks against Afghan government troops. Some U.S. military officials say the Afghan government could fall apart if coalition forces aren't there to help it. But President Biden says the U.S. mission was to make sure Afghanistan would no longer be used as a base for terrorists, as it was for the September 11, 2001 attacks, and that mission has been accomplished. He also says it no longer makes sense for thousands of U.S. troops to be concentrated in that one country. But the top U.S. general says the withdrawal brings the potential for bad possible outcomes in Afghanistan. Critics of the pullout say it could mean civil war. Another concern they have involves women's rights. Those didn't exist under the Taliban. They could vanish again if the Afghan government collapses. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the Taliban won't gain acceptance by other countries if they don't respect the rights of women and girls. U.S. intelligence officials say international acceptance probably isn't a Taliban priority. American troops are scheduled to leave the Asian country by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the U.S. Alright, if you were watching last week, you might remember the Chinese space station we told you about. The first module for it was launched last Thursday. It was put into orbit as planned, but there's been a problem. China lost control of the rocket that carried the module. So now, the rocket is set to re-enter Earth's atmosphere this weekend, and no one knows where exactly that'll happen, or what exactly will happen when it does. Meteors and small satellites commonly burn up in our atmosphere when they get there, posing no threat to people or plants or animals on Earth. But this Chinese rocket is huge, so big that chunks of it could survive re-entry and hit the ground. Chances are they won't. Most of the Earth's surface, 70% of it, is covered by oceans, so experts say the Chinese rocket parts are likely to land there. Should we be worried if they don't? And why can't scientists figure out where this thing is going?
This was launched by China as one module of their space station last week, and it is hurtling around the world at 18,000 miles an hour. So because it's going so fast, they won't know exactly where this thing's going to hit until hours, literally, before it happens, because 1 hour could make the difference of 18,000 miles. Now, most of the time when these things re-enter the atmosphere, analysts say, they break apart. The pieces burn up. But because this rocket is so massive, there is a chance that large pieces could re-enter, could stay intact, and chances are they probably fall into the ocean. Analysts are wanting us to remind you that this is not the end of days. There's such a tiny chance that you could be affected by this.
10-second trivia. What has caused more individual shutdowns of Broadway than any other event? Wars, pandemics, strikes, or power outages? Strikes have temporarily shut down New York City's theater district more times than any other factor. Most of the strike-related shutdowns lasted days, though. Until coronavirus reached America in early 2020, the last time Broadway had been closed for more than a year had been during the American Revolution. Even during the Spanish flu pandemic of the early 20th century, which was far deadlier than COVID-19, Broadway stayed open. For the first time since March of last year, restrictions on the theaters are about to be removed, meaning they'll be allowed to reopen. But it's still going to be months before people can go see a Broadway show.
Broadway now has the green light to reopen on May 19th, but bringing shows back isn't as simple as just flipping on a light switch. So New York's theater owners are instead going to reopen in the fall. The timing comes as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that capacity restrictions can be lifted on the venues later this month, much faster than many in the arts community had expected. Broadway has been dark since March of last year, with an estimated 100,000 people out of work. But relaunching Broadway shows requires weeks of advanced preparation and production, like rebuilding sets and costumes, bringing back staff, casting for the shows, and then conducting rehearsals, plus time to sell the tickets. Even if theaters could get their cast and crew in place by the summer, social distancing restrictions remain in place for indoor venues. That limits audience size, and according to an industry insider, is a financial burden most Broadway shows can't handle. So theater fans eager for the Great White Way to reopen will have to wait a few more months before the lights come back on Broadway.
Unless you are a seasoned runner, the 6-minute mile isn't something you achieve on accident. Now imagine breaking that barrier 31 times in a row, and you have a good sense of what it takes to be a champion at a 50-kilometer or 31-mile race. The men's world record for this is 2 hours, 42 minutes, and 30 seconds. The women's world record was just broken.
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable. I was going through 25, 26, and you start feeling that marathon fatigue where your feet are just kind of sticking to the ground and, you know, your energy levels are low and you still have a long way to go. I think it was very specifically challenging on this course is that we came through that 26.2 mile mark and then you had away from the start finish line, so you know you're getting further away from home to a degree, even though you're actually getting closer. It was intriguing getting into that unknown and going like, I've never been here before, and even in the training, like the changes and the things coach would throw at me, and like, I don't know if that's going to be enough. Like, it was all so foreign and fresh and new, and I think it made me excited about the further and the longer distances. And it was like doing my first marathon again, where I was just really aware of making sure I was doing everything as best as I could, because you can't skimp on anything. That might be what holds it all together and makes it all unravel. I would love to do it again. Win Boston is always the goal when I sign up, and it would be interesting to see how the fields come together and what it feels like in the fall. But I'm excited to be able to train at home in Charlevoix, Michigan, because I think that area is just perfect for preparing for a Boston-type course. So I'm definitely shooting for a big one in October.
For 10 out of 10, it's time to fight fire with goats. As in, goats. The Salinas Riverbed in California typically sees dozens of wildfires every year. The city of Paso Robles has hired ruminants to reduce the threat. About 100 of these animals are expected to munch through overgrown grasses at a pace of about 2 to 3 acres per day. That creates natural fire breaks, spaces where fires lack the fuel to burn, and that can reduce the fire threat going forward. The cost of the project is $45,000, and as more space opens up, more goats and sheep could be brought in to help. So if fires get your goat, just go and get your goat. Don't be gruff about it. Just call your friends Billy and Nanny and encourage them not to be sheepish or to faint away from the chance to Kiko back and La Mancha their way through the gorse grasses like they're engorging themselves on a Toggin burger. I'm Carl Azuz with Goat Punch, because they are tough to bleat. Shout out goes out to Divide County High School. It is located in Crosby, North Dakota. Tomorrow's Friday, y'all.